This is Fairholt doesn't hold a burning passion for me. I prosecuted her husband.
There are many people who think that a death sentence would not have been passed against General Burkell today.
Oh, I'm sure there are. I'm sure there are people who think all the prisoners in Nuremberg should be free today. All of them. Excuse me. I've had one or two too many. This might be painfully obvious to you, gentlemen. The spectacle this afternoon with Mr. Peterson put me off my feet. I'm sorry.
Three beer and Spalbenwinkel, please.
Prost. Prost.
Spalbenwinkel.
Spalbenwinkel. Yeah, it's good beer. They make it good in this country. You know, there's one thing about Americans. We're not cut out to be occupiers. We're new at it. We're not very good at it. We come over here. What do we see? We see this beautiful country. It is beautiful. It's very beautiful. We see the culture that goes back for hundreds of years. We see its gemütlich charm. And the charm of people like Mrs. Fairholt. We got to build an inferiority complex. We forgive and forget easy. We give the other guy the benefit of the doubt. That's the American way. We beat the greatest war machine since Alexander the Great. And now the Boy Scouts take over.
The trouble with you, Colonel, is you'd like to indict the whole country. Now, that might be emotionally satisfying to you, but it wouldn't be exactly practical and hardly fair.
Hardly fair. Hare, hunter, thief. That's right, let's be fair. The hare was shot by the hunter in the field. It's really quite simple.
Colonel, I think we ought to be going.
Yes, we really shouldn't be discussing this.
Oh, no, no, Judge. We're fair Americans and true blue. We mustn't do anything that's out of order. No, sir, we can't do anything that's out of order. There are no Nazis in Germany, didn't you know that, Judge? The Eskimos invaded Germany and took over. That's how all those terrible things happened. It wasn't the fault of the Germans. It was the fault of those damn Eskimos.